Amen. Amen. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now, mainly for a little while, we want to look at that word liberty. And I want to say that liberty is only to be found in the Lord Jesus. You'll never find that liberty apart from the Lord Jesus. If you say no to the Lord Jesus, your life will be in defeat. Amen. Now consider for just a moment. I believe that number one, that we must have a desire. Be hard for me to picture anybody living, dwelling in that liberty that has no desire for it. Thank you, Charlie. I don't know who trained Charlie, but they did a good job. I mean, you know, some people, you don't expect anything out of them, and they go exceedingly. Charlie goes exceedingly. No, Brother Joe, didn't he preach a tremendous message? You know, really, with all sincerity, I never believed an ugly man could preach till I heard Joe. Amen. And then old Brother Jim. Amen. He's a good one, isn't he? You know, the Bible speaks of ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. But old Brother Jim, I mean, he comes to the knowledge of the truth. That was good last night, Brother Jim. I mean, seriously, that was good. But now let me say humbly and tenderly, if I can, position myself in that low level. I don't believe anybody really ever experienced that good liberty of the Lord with no desire for it. Now look at Israel for just a moment. Israel down through the years has had some rough places in life. Some bumps in the road, some storms and all. We find that the Bible says, my prayer to God for Israel is that might be saved. I bear them record they have a zeal of God, not according to knowledge. Being ignorant of the righteousness of God, going about to establish their own righteousness. Have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, everyone that believes. You see, there's no real desire for Him. You remember on one occasion the Lord stands over Jerusalem and with compassion and tears and said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, stoneth them that are sent unto thee. How oft would I gather you unto myself as a hen doeth her chicken? But he said, you would not. No desire for it. It's hard to see God overwhelming people when they have no desire for Him. I want you to notice what He said to him. Now, He said, your house is left unto you desolate, empty. You shall not see me henceforth until you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. What the Lord has said, I'm going to move back. You're not going to see me until you really want me. Have a desire for me. Amen. A desire goes a long ways in getting God's attention. Yes, sir. That's right. Now, just a few things here that I believe that will help us, I beloved, I might say, to enter into this liberty. Praise God for the liberty. Let me say that liberty of the Lord is not a license to sin. No. When you get in the liberty of the Lord, you'll appreciate it so much until you want to run from sin. You sure will. And then, listen, dear beloved, we find this liberty of the Lord speaks of the fullness of God. Well, let's dwell right there for just a moment. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, does that really mean that you get everything that God's got? Anybody got everything that God's got? That means there's nothing left for nobody else? Not really. We'll look at it like this. A couple of weeks ago, Brother Dad and Dee Dee, they were over there, maybe some others, was over in Campbell, Missouri. And I left over there after service on Thursday night. And a few miles down, I crossed over the Mississippi River. My thought was, I've got liberty to stop here and drink all that water. You can get all you can contain, all you can hold, all you can deal with, but that don't mean you want to get everything God's got.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But we find there is some benefits in the liberty of the Lord. You have access to more than you can contain. When you get all you can contain, there'll still be an overflow. You can never exhaust God's resources. Simple way of looking at it, but down through the years, He's been supplying the need right here. When He checks up, do you think it comes up in the red? No, He's still got plenty. Now, that's a desired place to be in the liberty. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ, not another, Christ have made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I give you just a few things here, that, if we could use the line of thought, that will open the door to enter into this liberty. There's some benefits in that liberty. Now, number one, beloved, and that is to bear the burdens of others. Do you not believe that God is concerned about using you and I to be a help, a burden bearer to others? I want to say this, the person that ignores others will be very limited as to how far they go with God. Others. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. I notice that when I lose my desire, my ambition, my compassion to help others, the Lord seems to step back. I suggest to you that we go looking for others. He that goeth forth and weepeth and beareth precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing the sheaves with them. Others. Right now I'm thinking of a mission, and the title of it is Others. How can you have a mission program without others? Others. I believe if you'll search for that, you'll find somebody that's in need. Amen. And when you're concerned, have a burden, compassion for others, it'll open that pathway to step into the liberty in Christ to make you free. Amen. That's a good place to be. And then number two, I love not only concerned about others, but number two is to be instant out of season. You say, preacher, that's too hard. Searching out down through the scriptures, did you ever find overflowing that always had a wall of resistance against out of season? Out of season. I remember one time we was working with a little church, and a good brother in the church, he had a little house over across the tracks he was going to fix up for a widow woman and her two little boys. My friend and I, we went over to help him. We wasn't electricians. We wasn't plumbers. We wasn't drywall men. We wasn't painters. And so what he did, he went outside there and took a stick, crooked stick, and draw a little line down this way, a little line down this way, a little line down this way. And he said, I want it so many feet deep. I'm down in the ditch digging and shoveling, and my buddy's sitting up on the bank, and he said, Brother Earl, I just don't feel like this is my type of work. Out of season! He said, I don't believe this is my calling! Out of season. He said, I'd rather be riding through the mountains than to do this out of season. I don't believe we get a long ways in the liberty of the Lord when we resist out of season. Out of season is a time when the heavens are closed. No voice. No spirit. No blessing. No progress. But the scripture did say, be instant, be ready. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. In season, out of season. I believe if we give ourselves to the out of season. Can you thank God for the out of season? Amen. Just thank God! Thank God! He sent me to the out of season place. Little church that we pastor up in the mountains right now. I've been up there for right at 4 years. And it's been in a sense, so far as progress is concerned, out of season. Out of season. Out of season. But it's a pathway into liberty if you'll be instant out of season. Just a few little experiences here. I appreciate experiences. Some of them are hard. Some of them are very unexpected. When you're expecting the best, you get the worst. Amen. Ever have that experience? Expecting the best, get the worst. Expecting an overflow and get nothing. I remember way out in Oklahoma one time, this precious little Indian preacher let me come out there, and on about the first night, maybe, I think we might have had about maybe 15 people in the service, and it was out of season. Out of season, Brother Charlie. I struggled through the service and went to the room that night, and long in the night, the Lord, isn't it wonderful? My, my, you don't have to be a great success for Him to come. You don't have to be. Nothing wrong with that, but you don't have to be. You don't have to knock a home run for Him to come. He can come when you foul the ball. Listen. I was out at Brother Jerry McDonald's, and they're throwing them pigeons up in there. Boom! I missed the sky. Out of season! Of course! You can picture anybody missing the sky with a shotgun. What are you? discouraged. Lord, you say, I don't believe the Lord talks to people. Well, maybe you're right. He talks to people that will listen to him. Go and check up. If he don't ever talk to you, he may have a reason for it. Don't blame him. Love the Lord. Spoke to my heart and said, if you'll be faithful out of season, I'll make you a blessing in season.
I remember one time I slipped away in the bedroom, and Brother Charlie, I mean, it was out of season. It was cold. It was so cold you had to get in a deep freeze to get thawed out. Did you hear me? You ever been there? It was so cold you had to get in a deep freeze to get thawed out. I slipped away in the bedroom and tried to pray, and the heavens were closed. You talk about out of season. I was there. I remember walking out the driveway there to get in my little car, a little loudspeaker system sitting on top. And this was my thoughts, Lord, if you don't stop me, I'm going to see if I can find me a place to preach. Brother Homer got up there about 10 miles up the road in the elderly preacher's yard and hooked up that little loudspeaker system. And out of season. I mean, I was out of season. I was out of season. I was so broke I couldn't pay attention. I was so low, if I'd been walking under the carpet, I would have made a hump. I opened up that little service, and the Shekinah glory of God. Don't believe I ever experienced it greater. Just come and saturated the atmosphere. Out of season. Faithful! Faithful! Out of season! Open the door into the liberty of the Lord! Amen. They sure will. Then, 7 years ago, I dropped by Brother Sammy Allen's. For years I'd heard of Brother Sammy, and I'd never had met him. Was up in Virginia one time in a meeting up there. Brother Glass, our good brother, he's been here. And he may have a real busy schedule, probably counting his money. Can't make it this time, but... Anyway, he put me in the trunk of his Cadillac. And... we got up there, and he had a little delay on that trunk. And after he got in and got seated and everything, and situated, it opened up. I slipped in there. And the pastor didn't know me, but since I slipped in there and eased up close to Brother Glass, he took a chance to let me preach. Old Brother Sammy was there. I'd make a little point, and Sammy'd jump up and fill it full of Scripture. Make a little point, and fill it full of Scripture. Just like preaching through an interpreter. You don't have to be much of a preacher if you've got a good interpreter. Amen! Hallelujah! Amen! I says, nobody has an excuse not to preach! Get you an interpreter. Anyway, I stepped in there, Brother Sammy. Brother Tom Hayes was preaching a tremendous message, and Lord, I couldn't tell you how low I was. I couldn't explain how low I was. I went to the altar, grabbing for straws, come back to the seat, lower than I was when I went. And Sammy called on me to preach. Lord, have mercy. Out of season. I can't explain how low I was. But my lovely Lord will honor anybody to be ready. He didn't say you have to do it, just be ready. He'll just say it. The good Spirit of God just hovered around, and don't believe I was ever in a better service. I'm talking about being instant out of season.
out of season.
You'll be ready, you'll be willing, out of season, the Son of God in heaven will certainly see to it that you arrive in this liberty of the Lord. Liberty of the Lord. One other thought, and we're going to close with this. You don't believe it, but give it 2 more minutes. And that is when we give ourselves to the judgment of God. Please don't despise the chastening of the Lord. I say, please don't despise the chastening of the Lord. Give yourself to the judgment of God. I know, humanly speaking, we run from the judgment of God. But reason with me for a moment. Even here unto where you call, because Christ also hath what suffered for us, leaving us an example, we should follow in his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteous. That's what Christ did. Christ did not flee. Christ did not resist. Christ did not reject the judgment of God. If he had not given himself to the judgment of God, you and I, we wouldn't be here this morning. Amen. The cross came before the victory. Yes. Calvary came before the victory. Amen. He gave himself voluntarily to the suffering of an old rugged cross. Amen. If I'll identify myself in reality. But Charlie, I'll come before the Lord knowing I'm dust. How much value do you place on dust? I mean, if there's a handful of dust on the auction block, how much are you going to bid for it? Just let me cycle that out in your own mind. How much did you pay for a handful of dust? That's you. Not only dust, but filth. Who would want to be identified with filth? I said, Lord, I deserve the worst of judgment. In the eyes of all people that ever lived, are living, ever shall live, in their eyes, I deserve the worst of judgment. Not only in the eyes of all people, but in the eyes of God Almighty, I deserve the worst of judgment. You give yourself to that type of judgment, you know what it'll do? It'll open the door of liberty. Paul said, God forbid that I glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. You give yourself in that manner, in that scripture, and what it'll do, the cross will run its course, and when it runs its course, the mercy of God will be in you. I say this humbly and tenderly, when you give yourself wholeheartedly to that judgment that you deserve, you're not being mistreated when you give yourself to the judgment of God. It'll open the door to more of the liberty and grace and goodness of God than you can contain.